sare di camin burde bi ses galis ye burish tabun anangis tu ta khur im sare di camin sare di camin Ինչ որ բան շշնջում ու կորչում հեռվում Անհանգիստ ու տխուր իմ սարերի քամի Ես գալիս եմ շատ հեռներից Ավերակ դարձած քո հայրենիքի Անեմ ես էր կարոտն այն լերներին, լերներին, որոնց դուք թողել եք, գետի այն ապին, գետի այն ապին, գետի այն Սիր քամի եւ ինձ լսիր թե ինչ կասեմ Քիքանդարտվի եւ ինձ լսիր թե ինչ կասեմ Որ տանես խոսքերն դու այն լեռներին լեռներին որոնց մենք թողել ենք գետի այն ափի գետի այն ափի գետի այն ափի Քանի մեր վանքերում կնքում ենք մանուկներ Արևի պես ու կրակոտ աչուկներում Քանի մեր աչկերում դեռ չի մարել կարոտը Կարոտը այն, որով նայում ենք մենք հեռվին Ուրեմն մենք մի օր կգանք ձեր գիրկը դեռ Մեզ սպասող լեռներ Մեզ սպասող լեռներ Մեզ սպասող լեռներ Մեզ սպասող լեռներ Մեզ սպասող լեռներ Mes paso lerner, mes paso lerner.
Parirgun, good evening. Բարի եկեք սիրելիներ, անգամ միևս կհանդիպենք զրուցելու իրար ու հետ այս գիշեր Թարսյալ հրաշալի երեկոյի մի դանցնենք շատ հադուկ հյուրմ ունիմ որուն վերջերս ծանոթացա եւ հույսով եմ մոտատեն ավելի մտոր մերեն բիդի ծանոթանամ իրեն Վահիկ Փիրհամզեի հետ հարցազրույց բիդի ունենան քիչ հետ ինչպես լսած եք կամ եթե չեք լսած Մայանկա Ռաֆայել comedy movie-ին, որ լույս տեսավ ասկե մեկ մեյուգես ամիս առաջ, որ արդեն թեր movie theater-ներում մեջ գծուցատրվի և այդ հույսով ենք, որ մոտատենեն Մոնտրիալի մեջ է գծուցատրվի, ինչպես կալչապատ Թորոնտոյի մեջ պիտի սկսի ծուցատրվիլ, այդ հույսով ենք, որ մոտատենեն Մոնտրիալ ագուկա այս մումույ Նախքան հայդակրի անցնելը սկսեմ, I want to give a shout out to the Surpagop kids for raising funds this week for breast cancer awareness. They shaved their head by collecting money. Mix 96 was at their school. It's Share to Save. That's what it's called. Good job, boys. And also, today we just found out that Australia's South Wales, they've officially recognized Nagorno-Karabakh, Artsakh, as being an independent republic. Bravo, hopefully other countries will follow them. And finally, Karabakh will become independent, and hopefully one day it will join Armenia. Yesterday, I got to meet personally with Chris Bohjalian, whom I interviewed last week. He's here on his Canadian tour. Last night was Montreal's turn. He went to Toronto, Ottawa, and then Montreal. What an amazing presentation. I'm sorry for those of you who couldn't attend, and accept my apologies. I should have done a broadcast, live broadcast from there, but I didn't think it was going to be such a long, not long in a bad way, but it was just an incredible presentation of his book. Anyways, hopefully you guys will buy his book and read it. Believe it or not, they ran out last night, but I'm sure Chapters has it. A couple of events coming up. Saturday, Hometmen Montreal, celebrating 100th anniversary of Gampkin Kahire. As well as tomorrow night in Los Angeles, there's the SARF dinner with Harut Pambukjan at the Pasadena Community Center. Hopefully you guys will go and support the Syrian Armenian Relief Fund. November 11, Karnik Sarkisyan in Burlington, Horizon Weekly's event. And Sunday, I just hope that I get to see a lot of parents and a lot of youth at the Laval Community Center in Montreal, in Canada. It's going to be wine and cheese. They're going to be talking about their recent trip to Armenia. It's the Badanis presenting it, folks. Yegek kachalerezek mer yerdasartutyunə desek yev nayetsek irents patmutyunə lsetsek irents patmutyunə te inch erin Hayastan irents skatsumnere irenk en vor pidi khosin irenk kselovs mer badaninerə. So hopefully we'll have an amazing turnout of numbers this Sunday, 6 o'clock. Now we're going to go on with the show. Քանի մի երկեր զադածեմ, առաջ որ մեր հարցազրույցը ունենք Վահիկին հետ. Hopefully you'll stick around. It's going to be fun.
What a la pumba. What a la pumba. What a la pumba.
Օրն նոր բացվել է տես, անն թաթ հիշում եմ քեզ, գլոր օրը սիրելիս, ես դարձել եմ երկու կես, օրն նոր բացվել է տես, անն թաթ հիշում եմ քեզ, գլոր օրը սիրելիս, ես դարձել եմ երկու կես, վայ վայ վայ վայ, քաղցրս արի արի, վայ վայ վայ վայ, դասկարոտս կմարի, վայ վայ վայ վայ, քաղցրս արի արի, վայ վայ վայ վայ, Կարոտս կմարիս Օրը կես օրը դարձել Իմտքում ես մնացել Աչուկներդ սիրելիս Սրտիս մեջ եմ գրանցել Օրը կես օրը դարձել Իմտքում ես մնացել Աչուկներդ սիրելիս Սրտիս մեջ եմ գրանցել Վայ վայ վայ վայ Քաղցրս արի արի Վայ վայ վայ վայ Կաս կարոտս կմարի Վայ վայ վայ վայ Քաղցրս արի արի
See you.
Okay, folks, I have on the line with me Vahik Pirhamzi, joining us from Los Angeles. Pirgun Vahik.
Hi.
How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to thank you. I know you're a busy man lately, especially today. Thanks for agreeing to talk to us, to our my listeners. I want to start off with, you were born in Iran into an Armenian ancestry. How has that affected into your work today?
Well, you know, as a human being, as you mentioned, I was born in Tehran, Iran, in a good Christian family, of course. And living in a country that they're not Christians, and in a Muslim country, when it comes to entertainment and any other things that we Armenians were in Iran living, we knew that all the doors are not open, you know, to people like us. Although, you know, we lived in that country over 450 years. What I loved was, you know, acting and storytelling and everything else like that. And after the revolution, of course, and the new Islamic Republic, you know, all the entertainment was changed, and all the doors were basically closed. And I knew that I didn't have much chance, you know, being a movie star or any kind of actor or any other position. And although I have to mention that Armenians in Iran, the parents, you know, the family were against it anyway, you know. With that said, I always, you know, liked the stage, starting from age probably 10, 11 years old, when the first time, you know, I saw a play, you know, I fell in love, and I felt like I can do that. I can be on stage. Because in my childhood, I was drawing and painting. That was my hobby. And the first time that I was on stage helping my teacher, you know, painting all those stage props for an Armenian play, and then looking from the stage to all those empty seats was a great feeling. So from that age, you know, I fell in love with acting, and then watching TV series back then, and then after that, you know, all the VHS, you know, videos, if you remember.
Yeah.
Watching all the movies, you know, American movies, such as my favorite one, I would say, like, back then was, like, Kramer versus Kramer, the Dustin Hoffman and Meryl Streep, or the Al Pacino movies, you know, Dog Day Afternoon, or Deer Hunter, or De Niro. So, I was really fascinated looking at these actors and seeing how they're performing, you know, a sad scene, angry scene, you know, being happy, making people laugh or making people cry. It was very, very interesting. So during high school, I tried to do stage plays in Farsi, you know, in a Armenian language, and I did only two of them. And then after that, age 19, I left the country, and then I wanted to come to America to basically follow my dream, you know, being an actor and being in movies and things like that. So through Turkey Mountain, I had to escape from Iran and then going to Germany. And then from Germany, after a year and a half, finally, I reached my destination, U.S. I would say the small Armenian town, Glendale.
small, not so small anymore, huh?
Yeah, it's a bigger town. It was 1989. In August, when I came to America. So, starting in 1990, I did my first stage play in Farsi. And because that's what I knew, you know, I knew the language, I knew everything. So, being born in Iran, going back to your question, all those obstacles that I knew I couldn't reach, when I came to America, the first thing that the door were open for me was this great writer and directors and actors, the Persian community, great actors that after revolution they came to America, since they couldn't do any type of film motion picture because it was too expensive, they started writing and producing stage plays. So that's when I got involved. And what I couldn't do back in Iran, I started doing it here starting 1990.
And I just want to go back on something that you mentioned, that our parents did not allow us to do was acting and singing back home. Like, I was born in Lebanon, and anytime you opened up those topics, they were kind of like taboo. No, tu un doctor bidelas, tu un pastapan bidelas. You had to go through that, I would imagine, no?
Oh, definitely. And he said, well, Andanik, or you know, the Megirahan Zavaguzma, Bajish Dharma, Doctor Dharma, from the first day were Hamashan Ebnum, Andanik Apartanum, or in Yerehan Arsen Bajish Dharma. Wherever I saw my Berasan Dharma, Inchev, Empire were Arsen, Star Chi, and Yamajo, who were the Ancheng Dinahatum. Which is hard. And that's now we understand the parents. And I have to mention, we're living in that country over 450 years. We speak their language with accent. What does it show? It shows that we didn't want to get mixed, you know?
We could say you started in this business. What was the toughest obstacle that you faced at the early stages?
Well, of course, the toughest part is that you never know what's going to happen next in entertainment business, because it has to do with timing. It has a lot to do with timing. You know, for anything else, you're getting a certificate. As you mentioned, if you want to become a doctor or a pastaban attorney, you know there are like 4 years, you know, or 6 years. You're going to go to the university, and then you're going to become, and they're going to give you a certificate. And I always mention that you cannot walk into a hospital and say, you know what, let me do a surgery today. They're going to say, hey, who are you, you know? You have a certificate. Are you a surgeon, you know? You have to prove that to let you know to walk into that surgery room. But anybody can say, hey, I want to direct a movie. I want to be in movies, you know? So, from the first stage, I knew that this is the toughest business in the whole world. So, what I wanted to do with all these obstacles that you don't know what's going to happen next is basically you get a job and you're doing a stage play, and that stage play, it has to do with how the audience will receive that play. Meaning, you're going to perform 2 nights, 6 nights, 12 nights. So, then you don't know what's next. What is going to happen next? What kind of a job you're going to get? So, meantime, you have to survive and you have to work. And that was the hardest part, that you have to be really true to yourself and know the logic and the common sense behind this business. So, from the first time that I here in America, I went to acting classes that I took with very, very great teachers. It was very expensive. I was working my first job in a print shop here in Los Angeles, and I was really spending everything I was earning just for my classes. And then I realized, oh my God, in 42 auditions that you go here in Hollywood, you might get one phone call back. 42 auditions. So the odds are very, very, you know, bad. So, and I realized, I have to learn the industry. That's the most important part. I have to understand what Hollywood is all about. You know, I have to know the business aspect of it. So, understanding that situation, I started realizing that in order to stay in this entertainment business, I have to be also able to produce, not just, act. So So from that first stage, from 1990 and 1991, that I started doing many, many Persian plays. And the reason I was doing Persian plays in Farsi, because I do speak Farsi very well. So, and these people, they had so many states in the United States, from New York, Chicago, you know, Washington, all the way to Seattle, you know, Portland, even in Canada, Toronto, Vancouver, so many Persians are living. And every play that I was going to become part of it, we would travel all around the country. It would take so many, you know, performances that would keep me going. And meantime, I was getting myself prepared to open a small production company that I could start, you know, writing and producing and also directing some sort of a marketing company, doing marketing for businesses in order to make money to do what I love to do, which also both fall in entertainment, under entertainment umbrella, basically. That's what kept me going. And there are so many people that I give them advice, is that you follow your dream, but you also have to realize that there are obstacles, because Namanavan Meng Hayeres Vereng, whatever your groom, their culturan, their culture, their tunian, or English carpeting, or many shalapini, you know, yet whatever poker, butcher problem, or ashkalam, shot you panic and gone. And we're very pleaser. We always want to please, you know, the other person. But you have to learn that there are going to be, you know, problems in life, there are going to be obstacles, and you have to be strong enough, you know, to overcome them.
Okay. I've seen some of your plays, and I know you play in serious roles as well on TV, but there's a lot of comedy stuff. Were you a comedian, or like, do you crack jokes while you're working as well?
That's a good question. And believe it or not, I love drama more than comedy. But I tell you what, comedy is really hard. Comedy has some sort of a timing, you know, you have to know, it has to be in your blood in order to do good comedy. So I did study comedy too, because, again, because of, especially in America, everything goes so fast, there are so many pressures, so people would attend to comedy more than drama, especially if it's live, especially if it's like they have to pay and come and watch you. They don't want to watch drama rather than comedy, because comedy is like taking 1 or 2 hours out of their lives, and it's, you know, making them laugh. So more of the productions that they were doing, and even now we're doing, is comedy, because comedy has more audience. But then again, drama for me is very important, and I do also drama, because when you become a drama actor, or you know the backbone of drama, what it teaches you is that you learn to be professional. You learn and understand how to develop something from A to Z. So it's not that I'm more, I would say, I do sometimes say jokes and stuff like that, but and I'm a very shy guy, by the way, if you see me on stage doing lots of comedies. But behind that comedy is the serious part of me, is the drama part of me, that I know in order to make something from A to Z and be successful, you really, really need to understand everything, and the logic and the common sense and everything, which has to do with the drama part of what I love. But I've done more comedy than drama, I would say.
Well, I'm glad you told me you're a serious guy, so now I know I can't crack jokes with you, okay? I'm going to be very serious.
No. I'm a serious guy. I do, you know, say jokes and stuff, but I would say I'm a shy guy, because I don't give interviews, and you know, I have more of being, you know, I have my time. I'm sorry.
You gotta get used to this, because, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger. It's getting more serious now. You know, you're on mainstream. You're playing in theaters, which we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about my uncle Rafael.
Leila, te asa in chanem iar chan e spontanem ce kitem inchpes cosiruts bachem asa in chanem iar chan e spontanem ce kitem inchpes siruts ochis bachem con un leila leila in kevets cuines cu leila och chashkara kes leila Das Nigana Leila Leila Leila In Kevets Kuhines du Leila Auf Chashkare Kes Leila Mein Name Das Nigana
Stanley.
Doesn't need to be a hit. Just 2 weeks of fill-in for the end of the fall.
Mm-mm. The end of fall is in like 2 months.
I'm sorry, Jack. They don't want to spend the weekend with you.
Your apartment smells like cheese.
Bye, love you.
What a woman.
Adore you.
Yeah.
Why do people call you uncle?
Everybody needs an uncle. You're providing for your family. This is what makes a real man.
I think your father has the potential of becoming a TV star.
I'm also his manager.
Guess what, Apple?
My girlfriend? She's pregnant.
You must think before park your car in girlfriend's garage. And don't be afraid of nobody. Except a rooster or fox.
What would you say if I asked you to be an uncle for television?
Come on, kids.
Papa, let me read your cup. You could be this whole country's uncle.
Really?
Yes.
No.
This fall...
Maybe God's plan for you, Raphael.
When a modern American family gets an uncle from the old country.
Yeah. Uncle Raphael, this is my family, except Damon Hazen.
You're drunk.
They'll have to learn.
Hummingbird.
What hummingbird?
My mistake.
Some traditional values. Marriage.
House rules are going to change why I'm uncle.
House rules?
No more sleeping in the same room.
What?
If you're really meant to be together, then you can jump up and down on each other till you pass out.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Kids.
What is it with all this makeup? What is going on?
It looks like a teeny mutant raccoon.
It's like my old kids hate me.
This TV show is stupid. What?
Yippee-ki-yay. What the...
What? Life.
When you learn to love someone without condition, you will be loved in return.
I didn't understand a word you said.
And family. Is it true in China you're not allowed to have more than one kid?
One child policy.
I wish I was Chinese.
Canada, say uncle.
Ow! Stop slapping me!
My Uncle Raphael.
Do I look scary?
Inglourious 2D.
Okay, folks, we are back and speaking with Vahik Pirhamzi. By the way, Shidaka, Semgor Maganunot Vahik.
Pirhamzi, ayo.
Okay, just making sure, man. Kidem, Barskeren Shat Love Chem Hostir, yes, but it's Maganun Nere Henchelukane Guzem Shidaka, Sem. Uncle Raphael, I've been hearing so much about it. How difficult was it to transform something that was Armenian into an American media? If Shitaka Setsi is saying.
Well, I mean, it's a good question. One thing we have to understand is that, I'm sure the listeners don't know, is that, or might know, is that Uncle Raphael, when I created in 2007, it was an Armenian stage play. And in my first Armenian stage play that I did, Uncle Raphael was a character that I created and only had about 12 minutes to 15 minutes part in the whole story. But the audience received this character so well and loved Uncle Raphael that because of my play was such a successful play that I did over 20 sold-out shows here in Glendale, I wanted to write part two of a very successful play, but the audience were asking me to write something about Uncle Raphael, believe it or not. So then the second play in 2008, when I wrote the Uncle Raphael Treasures, Raphael Cherub Gondera, I created created Raphael and his son Hamel and daughter and you know, daughter-in-law and the whole family. And that play was more successful than my first play. And then I had to do the third play, so I did the third play in 2009, and this was amazing. I had three Uncle Raphael stage plays. So having over 40,000 people seeing the play gave me the strength to think twice whether I want to do another play with Uncle Raphael, which was an Armenian character. But since I had American writer friends that were going to every month, twice a month, we were having brunch and talking about new projects, because of missing so many brunches with my friends, and they were like, what's going on? I was like, yeah, I have the play, sold that show again and again. And they were like, what's going on, Marit? We want to see the play. I said, it's in Armenian, you're not going to understand it. They're like, well, I go, you know, come and watch it. They were so amazed seeing Uncle Raphael on the stage and the reaction of the whole audience. So what happened is, like, they were encouraging me that Uncle Raphael has a charisma, and what you're telling us about the character, why don't you write a 40-page in English about Uncle Raphael's character, who this guy is, where did he come from, and all the layers that the character has. So when I did that, when they read that, they were so amazed that this Uncle Raphael character, to us, it just happens to be Armenian because he has so many universal, you know, elements. And I loved it. They're thinking that way. And these are American people that I know, and they're writers, and then it's not like they're joking with me or making me happy because, you know, reading that 40 page. So they introduced me to another writer in order to talk about the characters, which is Scott Yeagerman, who's also a Hollywood Union writer, who wrote 187 with Samuel L. Jackson, a Universal Picture movie. So when I had a meeting with Scott, he wanted to watch DVDs, he read those 40 pages, and then when I talked to him, thinking, how can we transfer Uncle Raphael to a big screen, he was for it. He said, definitely, because there are so many layers into this character that we would love to see. And the most important part was that the Armenian culture hasn't been exposed in comedy ever. So basically, this movie would be the first American comedy in history with Armenian lead character who would show his culture. So that was very, very, you know, interesting point for me. And then the challenge was how to transfer, as you said, Uncle Raphael from the stage play to a big motion picture, a Hollywood American film. So from the beginning, I knew that because I have directed and did everything for the plays, I knew that, I think that was a smart move, that I had to let someone else direct the movie. You know, I had to have Scott Yeagerman be a writer, and I would be a co-writer with him, and I had to bring in American producers and the whole thing, you know, to make it American. So that was a hard part, to kind of have them believe in the project. So the most difficult part, I would say, was to have these professional people like Mark Fusco, the director, who was a 6 years assistant to the greatest, you know, Steven Spielberg, but so many, you know, experiences in Hollywood, and did another movie before this. So to have these people to read the script, understand it, understand the character, and also believe in the project. And when we had Mark Fusco, the director, taking the work, the job, and say, you know what, I love this character, I think this is what we need to do, and he said, okay, I'll do it. And then we got Michael Yerdy, the producer, and other producers. So after that, I knew that we had something. So after that, the challenge was me playing Raphael. That was
it. Yeah, your wife plays in the movie as well. How does that feel?
Well, having my wife on it, Alanisian, but I would say she's also a Canadian citizen, by the way.
Really? She never told me that.
Yeah, she's been in Canada for over 5 years and she's a Canadian citizen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Small world.
We've been married for 17 years. and she's been with me all the time and really, really supportive. And also, not in the beginning, but through the years, she's very talented, very natural, and she started acting and in my stage plays and some TV shows that we had. And she did also act in the Uncle Raphael series. So she was playing the Uncle Raphael's daughter-in-law. So having her playing that and then being her in the movie, because she was part of the family, and the director really wanted Anahi to be the same character, Linda. So it's very interesting. But you have to ask that question from Anna, because I know that in one interview she said that, because I play two characters, as you know, I play Raphael and I play his son, Hamel. So basically, when I'm Hamel, Anahi is my wife in the movie. And when I'm Uncle Raphael, she is my daughter-in-law. And Anahi says that, like, when I'm playing against you as Hamel, that you're my husband, I understand it's you, it's Vahik. But when she plays, she says, when I play with Uncle Raphael, and she totally see Uncle Raphael as an uncle, as in, you know, the Uncle Raphael and old 71 years old.
Wow.
She said, I don't see you anymore, and I have more respect for Uncle Raphael. I go like, honey, what is that mean?
She's going to start calling you uncle from now on.
Oh yeah, she has me. And I said, maybe I should do a makeup and come home more as an Uncle Raphael. I get more respect.
Oh, watch what you're saying. If she's listening, she's gonna be waiting for you now. How is the movie doing so far?
I'm so excited because we started about in September 21st, and believe it or not, even today, talking to you, are one or two theaters in Los Angeles, which one of them is Americana and Glendale, it's still running for the 6th week.
Wow.
Which is amazing for a small movie like this. And as I mentioned, November 2nd, we're opening in Toronto, which I'm very, very excited. I'm coming to Toronto this Saturday, being there for a week. And also, you know, when we open in Toronto on November 2nd, I might give you the news now that hopefully 2 weeks after that, or if not 2 weeks, 3 weeks after November 2nd, towards the end of the month, we're going to open in Montreal.
Cool.
In New York City.
Can't wait, man. Really excited, because I've been hearing so much about Uncle Raphael, and I'm like, okay, how am I ever going to watch this if it ever shows up in Montreal? I guess I'm going to have to wait for the DVD. But I'm happy to hear it.
Luckily, we're all coming to Montreal.
I'll be waiting.
I am purchasing the jacket being warm in Toronto. By the time if it's going to be in Montreal, I don't know how cold it gets.
Make sure duck panerga perese that for hakris. Miche noyem periver shoste haveli saruits bidella garzem. And any upcoming projects?
Los Angeles some workshop hake gali think Los Angeles dos
gali kunen ke tsara chinchen mabuta. Yes, that's gali kunen. So how about we switch cities for a while? Any upcoming projects that you want to talk about? What's your next project, let's say?
I have a few projects. One of the things that I learned through the years, being a producer, you know, I'm wearing so many different hats, you know, as an actor, director, writer, and producer. As a producer, you always have to have few projects, you know, to make sure which one you're gonna start, you know, and then finishing. But I do have a project, another motion picture movie that I'm working with my own director, Mark Fusco. This is some sort of Alfred Hitchcock type of thriller, suspense thriller slash horror. That's what we're working on for next year, 2015. I do have a new Armenian stage play that I'm writing. I have actually two of them. And believe it or not, one of them is comedy, the other one is drama.
Good. So, can I apply for the comedy?
Can you what?
Can I apply to play in your comedy roles?
The combination. Shoot. But I'm doing my first drama stage play. Been really working hard to do this. But I'm working on them. I don't know which one I'm gonna start first. Those are the other two. I have offer from the Persian market, you know, for me to do a TV series, you know, to establish a TV series for them to produce and direct, and also an Armenian TV series that I'm working on. I might take that job, I'm not sure yet, but I have so many projects that I'm working. But most important would be the motion picture movie that I talked about and my Armenian stage play.
Cool.
Because I promised myself since 2007 at the Armenian Comedy Award, the first one that I received, I promised my people that I'm going to keep doing Armenian programs or stage play or any kind of movie. And I keep my promise.
Okay, now how about you promised me you see me playing some roles in some of these plays and movies that you're going to be working on, huh?
See, that is a promise that I can promise you. I can promise you that I can have you being doing the audition, and then I can promise you if you're good, you're in it. How about that?
Sure, we got a deal. Okay.
Honesty is the policy, right?
Yep. Just a quick question. How long did it take taping Uncle Raphael? I was just curious.
Well, the process is like this. The process is set up usually is the writing process that takes the longest, because you have to do rewrite and rewrite and rewrite. But when you're really sure when you're going to start shooting the movie, then you go back. For us, the process was 8 weeks to about 9 weeks pre-production. But the whole team was working from 8 to 9 weeks, you know, we're working every day for pre-production. And then we did a 3 weeks, 21-day shoot for the whole movie. And then after that, what they call it is a pickup shot, meaning you also spend a few days after that when you finish your shooting, the principal filming is done. And then you have a few days that you go and shoot that, for example, you know, that your main actor was in a car, you know, was driving, you shot inside of the car, now you're going to shoot from the outside of the car is passing and stuff like that, but you use probably 4 or 5 days of another shoot. So probably I would say from 3 weeks to 4 weeks was the shooting. And then the process comes the post-production, which is the editing process, takes at least 3 months. And then comes the, you know, sound, and then a color correction will take another few months. The whole 2010, we basically worked really hard to finish the movie as soon as we can, because after that is the process of how you're going to release it, and took us more than years to be able to find the right partner so we could, you know, take this movie to the mainstream, basically going to the, you know, theaters.
Yeah.
And then, you know, nationwide, from New York to San Francisco to San Diego, Fresno, Los Angeles. So that was the hardest part, which luckily we did it, and I'm proud of everybody, and I'm so proud of our people, so many people that they came and watched the movie, and all this good stuff that I'm hearing really makes me feel proud.
Good. Last question. Normally I end my shows by asking my guests, what kind of advice can you give the youth that are going to follow or wanting to follow your footsteps? Whether that's becoming an actor, a producer, director, you're in the business. What insights or advice can you give them?
I think the most important thing would be follow your dream, of course. You always hear that, but it's just easy to say. And it's really tough to do. But I would say definitely follow your dream and do what you love. If you really, really love being a producer, a writer, a director, keep doing that. But the most important part I would advise is whatever project you're going to work on, always, always know what is the following one that you're going to do. Meaning, don't do something that it's going to be something that you're going to finish and think of what am I going to do now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, pick your projects very carefully, knowing what is the next step. Because sometimes, like everything, you know, we take steps. The first one, the second one, but we have to know there is a third one. You know what I mean? Otherwise, we're done. So sometimes what they do, they spend all their energy, effort, money, and time and working on something. Then at the end, you know, they might fall because there is no other steps to take. So be very careful, knowing whatever you do, there's another step after that. Knowing that, it's going to help you to achieve.
Well, I want to thank you for talking to us. I want to remind our listeners that Uncle Raphael is still playing in theaters, and it's going to open up soon in Toronto next week, November 2. And hopefully towards the end of November, I get to see you in Montreal. You're going to come to Montreal, you said, right?
Definitely. I'm coming to Toronto, and then after that I'm coming back to L.A., but when the date is settled, definitely I'll be there.
Shot Shor Galen.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Listen, when you move like that, I can't control myself. I wanna put my hands all over you. So can I take you home, do things to you when we're all alone? Cause girl, when I see you shaking, I just wanna strip you naked. Your body's a work of art, let me know if I'm worth your heart. Take you to the bedroom, work you out. Ha ha, got you now. Yeganam randa korera, ura khudyan merjamera. Karzav chortis ke fut zaper beram nori jo khubaren hndrumem kez dankin yarjan barrem ko het mi baranush yar inchpes karo kez modenam turgen shoyem hangastanam bare bare imankina charge charge komar mina bare bare İmsiruna şarje şarje kodak var mıma? You gotta stop, I'm losing control. You keep dancing like that, I'ma rip off your clothes. Hişirin ansav yerki tsayno Ankin yaris anuş hosvop İnçel ases tu im sermes Dagikleri ampuş varmes Hındrumem kez ankin yarışan Barem kohet mi baranuş yar İçpes karok kez modenam Kırgem şoyem hangıstanam Bare bare iman kina Şarje şarje komar mina Bare bare imsiruna Şarje şarje kodak var mina
Get together, I'll make it last. Body so hot, it's against the law. They call the cops when she take the floor. Baby girl, where you come from? What's your name? Body so yum yum, let me get a taste. Grabbing on your waist, girl, let's get out of this place. Hop in my car, go for a ride. Happy that you're here, happy we alive. Ha, we shut the city down, you and me. Let's get busy now.
Bare, bare.
Dance, dance, don't be shy.
Charge, charge.
Shake it side to side.
Bare, bare.
Go crazy, feel alive.
Charge, charge.
We got Zare and so beyond.
Bare, bare. İman kina. Charge, charge. Komar mina. Bare, bare. İnsiruna. Charge, charge. Kodak mar.
Welcome back. Hopefully you enjoyed the interview. We're going to continue the show. I got some great music selected. What you just heard was Zare Kasparyan. He'll be performing this Saturday at the Hometmen Barantes. And I also have to make a correction because I got a few texts from Alexandriatis from Cairo telling me it's Hometmen Alexandria. it's their 100th anniversary, not Cairo's 100th anniversary. My apologies. I know I keep doing the same mistake every week. Alexandria Cairo, ինչ է դարբերությունը հերույ են դարբեր քաղաքներ են. Okay, we're going to go on with the show and stay tuned.
Yes, sir. Երեկոյան օգնած վերադարձա տուն, մտքում ես հաչելի հանգիստ երազում, դեռ ես չմտած թե ում եմ տեսնում, ինչ է դու կարծում, ով էր ինձ սպասում. Երեկոյան օգնած վերադարձա տուն, մտքում ես հաչելի հանգիստ երազում, դեռ ես չմտած թե ում եմ տեսնում, ինչ է դու կարծում, ով էր ինձ սպասում. Օտար այս աշխարհում ոչ մեկին չեմ ուզում, վերադարձի թե ես մասում, վստահ եմ որ կգաս, ինչքան էլ ձմանաս, դու իմ ես, իմ էլ կմնաս. Հենց քեզ քեզ եմ սիրել, հենց քեզ քեզ եմ վայել, բախտից նվեր ես ինձ, այնքան հարմար ես ինձ. Հենց քեզ քեզ եմ սիրել, հենց քեզ քեզ եմ վայել.
Ելարդ են անհնար է dale, dale, dale, dale, dale, dale, dale, dale, dale, dale, dale, dale, dale, dale, dale, dale,
folks, hopefully you enjoyed the show tonight. Don't forget, just a couple of reminders, Badanegan event this Sunday. They're going to present to you what they saw in Armenia, what they did in Armenia. It's wine and cheese. Bring your whole family, kids, adults, grandma, grandpa. It's at the Laval Community Center, 6 o'clock Sunday night. I want to wish you all an amazing weekend. Be safe to whatever you do. And stay warm. It's getting cold, folks. Have a good evening. See you next week. We have another amazing show planned for you. I'm working on getting Roger Kupelian to talk to us next week about his work and what he has planned. So we'll see if it materializes. Good night.
karot dimaz lalla.